You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Good day, wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
Use dissent with disloyalty. We must remember always that accusation is not proof, and that conviction depends upon evidence and due process of law. We will not walk in fear one of another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason if we dig deep in our history and our doctrine. And remember that we are not descended from fearful men, not from men who feared to write, to associate, to speak, and to defend the causes that were for the moment unpopular. We can deny our heritage and our history, but we cannot escape responsibility for the results. We proclaim ourselves, indeed as we are, the defenders of freedom wherever it continues to exist in the world. But we cannot defend freedom abroad by deserting it at home. Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. And goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're ready, because straight from downtown Columbus, Ohio, it is time for Liberation Nation with Deacon John, where America comes to hear the truth.
All right, welcome to the show. It is the 14th day of February, 2023. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Don't forget, we are listener supported here at the station. So help us out. Go over to revolution.radio and make a donation. We appreciate that. And oh boy, just everybody is just sort of getting upset the past 24, 48 hours and all kinds of stuff's going on. But really, there's really no need to get upset. You just continue to do what you do. And if you've got the right, you got your spiritual house in order and that type of thing, there's nothing to worry about. Right, Hijacker?
It's time to panic, Deacon.
You think?
Yeah. I got a lot of good stuff. I got to go quick because I knew Dude Guy's going to come on here in a few minutes. And I want to get all this done. So the American State Department and the embassy over in Moscow told all Americans to clear out of Russia. And they said if they're dual Russian nationals and Americans, Russia may pick them up and conscript them to make them fight. So a little fear factor there. Also, France, their State Department, or their comparable, told all Frenchmen, anybody that's in Belarus, and Russia, to clear out. So everybody's taking up positions, clearing everything out. Also, I got a number on the Ukrainian POWs and the Russians. This is very interesting. This comes from Mitch Henderson. He had a lot of good statistics. If you want to go to the Rents archives. Anyways, so the number of Ukrainian POWs in Russian custody, 17,332.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's an army. That's an army.
Sure.
The number of Russians and Ukrainian that are POWs in custody of Ukraine is 856. Also, some 800 plus NATO mercenaries, Americans, foreigners, like you add up all the mercenaries. And it's roughly a little over 800 mercenaries have been killed in action So it turns out that Ukraine is where mercenaries do go to die. By the way, that 17,332 that the Russians got, I wouldn't be surprised if the great and mighty king of Mother Russia listens to the little birdie, puts those Ukrainians in front of a computer and shows them what this war is really all about. The bioweapons lab, how they built an army that they were going to be used for cannon fodder. And I'm telling you, the how the Ukrainian, particularly the men, could get themselves in this position to be fighting for a really, you know, it's a Zionist government, Jewish Zionist government. It's satanic, led by a porn star who's a comic. Unbelievable. It's just like, and then,
that's pretty undeniable.
Yeah.
Very but spiritual. What, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it does look like what Putin's trying to do now. It looks like this big offensive is going to come down from the north, not quite as high up as I thought, but more at a side angle, sort of northwest, and cut the main rail links, the two main rail links to the Donbass, and then come on down to the south. So he's going to slice it and try to isolate it. He's also trying to isolate certain other pockets, and one he's got completely closed off, where there's about 1,500 Ukrainian soldiers. And they're either going to fight to the death or he's going to capture them. And I think they're just going to let them run out of bullets and then just capture them. And then Bakhmut, there's supposed to be something like 17 or 20,000 there. And it looks like he's aiming to capture those too. And so if he captures those, he can bring back this guy that ran in the presidential, Ukrainian presidential election, that got jailed by Zelensky, in which Putin had actually trade off 200 Azov prisoners of war for this Ukrainian presidential politician. Anyways, if Putin's smart, he could put together an army, give them T-90 tanks, put them under the Ukraine flag, and says, we're going to drop you off at the gates of Kiev with your politician. You take it. Here's the deal. You're not going to get back half of the Ukraine, but at least you're going to get the other half. But if you don't play ball, then you guys are going to be slaves the rest of your life in Siberia making bombs. So let me keep on going because all this is really big stuff. So come March, and this is really big. This is really, really big because I know what this is because when I started building my political Thomas and slugging it out with the little power system in South Carolina, they go to blacklist you. I mean, you can't even get a job cutting a lawn. I literally got fired as a cutting lawns. And I mean, it was like 110 degrees. Yeah, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this is big. It's SNAP. So this is like the food benefits of the poor, right? The SNAP benefits, you know, little green card that you see people, you think it's a credit card, but it's not.
Food stamps. They used to have stamps back in the day, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be food stamps, yeah. Anyways, so this is going to be like a hunger cliff. So 32 states are ending that program come March. That's 30 million plus people that all of a sudden they're not going to get those food stamps. 30 million. Man, I'm telling you. This
is going to piss a lot of people off, huh? That's
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Also, on the 24th, NATO is talking about having a big, big announcement. It's the anniversary of the Russian invasion. And so not only is NATO saying we're going to have a big, big announcement. How do they say it? It's going to be historic or whatever. And then also the Ukraine says that what they're going to do on the 24th, the Russians will remember into ages to come. So I don't know if it's a big offensive that the Ukrainians plan. Now, some people think it's this. They think that They're going to blame the Russians for removing certain equipment from the Chernobyl plant. As you remember, when the Russians first came in, they took the Chernobyl plant over, which, by the way, still has one working reactor, which everybody didn't grow three arms. So the radiation's not what you think. But is it a dirty bomb? Is it going to be like a nuclear accident? Something they're going to remember as a way of drawing NATO in? Don't know. But anyways, so the 24th is real big. And, of course, the 21st is when the great and mighty King of Mother Russia makes his big announcement to the Duma and Russian people. Let me keep on going. Tonight, NORAD is doing exercises over D.C., and that's going to be tonight. Also, looks like we got figured out why Elon Musk put the brakes on the Starlink, a bunch of balloons up there with...
He sent down the Ukrainians off that, yeah.
Yeah, the Ukrainian internet, the Starlink, where he's cutting off the Ukrainian military. He got a call from Lavrov, Sergey Lavrov, and it went something like this. Elon, listen, we thought you ought to know that, and this is really important, but because of this latest business with the chemical weapons that you got, actually everybody can go online and can see the Ukrainian army putting together all these chemical weapons and actually show dropping a couple of them where a couple of Russians put the gas in them and they die in this watery ditch, horrible deaths. And you can see them, then they're just floating up after they thrash around like beavers or whatever. So Elon, you know, just to let you know, that you got to stop that. This is sort of like, this is a courtesy call, Elon. I'm just letting you know. Of course, Elon's going to say, well, what are you talking about? I haven't seen it. Sergey's going to say, well, here, let me send you the link. And Elon says, okay, all right, Sergey, I'll take a look at it. I'll get back to you. Sergey's going to say, no, you got time. Trust me. You got time. What do you mean? Well, I've sent you the link. Just go ahead and take a look at it. I got time. I'll just stay on the phone. Well, I'll take a look at it later. No. You got time to look at this. Trust me. And so then Elon opens it up. He looks at the film or whatever. And then Sergey basically says to him, so we need your answer now, Elon, because there's certain things that this carries if you don't stop the link. You know, this is chemical weapon. This is genocide. This is war crime. And Elon's going to say, well, Sergey, sounds like you're threatening me with a civil action. Sergey's going to say, no, it's not going to be like a civil action. It's going to be more like what happened at the end of World War II. And then Elon's going to say, oh, you mean Nuremberg? I'm going to be tried as a war criminal because I'm enabling these people to put these drones up and this and that. Sergey's going to say, nah, it's really past that, Elon. This is why I'm calling you. I'm giving you a courtesy call. You see, there's already been a jury that's already decided your fate. And I said, wait a minute, slow down. We got to give the guy a chance. That jury, Elon, was the Russian Security Federation Council. You know, the ones that decide whether we go to nuclear war or not. And he goes, the jury? What do you mean? Elon, make the right decision. And basically, Lavrov's going to say, you're dead. Well, you're not even going to get a Nuremberg trial. We're going to kill you. Elon's next day, whatever transpired in the back room, he says, I'm not taking liability. I'm not going to get my head blown off. I'm not doing this anymore. And he cut out. So let me just keep on going. Let's see. Well, all right, we're only a couple of minutes in. Ukraine also promises an event that the Russians will remember for ages. Some people think it's a dirty bomb. Heavy fighting all up and down the line of contact. The Russians looks like they're got their grinding machine going. Also, this is for Dugai, two battalions of Russian soldiers. I don't know what's a battalion, maybe 4,000 or whatever. They've gone a Kirkogram, how do you say it? Dugai, kilogram. you know, a little enclave. Two battalions of soldiers went to that little postage stamp. Leningrad.
Leningrad, right.
Right. Also, the train wreck. Mass. This is like a BP oil spill. This is massive poison. Chickens, dogs, goats, cats, all dying. Water's being polluted. Mississippi, major. Nobody's saying nothing. I mean, the people are finally starting to wake up. They're just poisoning us. Which, by the way, I don't know if it's true or not, but the conspiracy is that once the Ukrainians used chemical weapons and on the Russians, then the response is maybe some of these derailments are asymmetrical warfare. I don't think so. I don't think Putin would do that, but somebody's doing it. And also a couple more derailments in South Carolina, but nobody is saying nothing about the chemical weapons attack. You remember back in Syria?
We saw that video. Yeah, that video we saw with they had Ritter, Scott Ritter had on. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. And do you remember in Syria when they launched a chemical weapons attack and the whole world got upset and the UN had to come sweeping in there, massive invested, just like that. And here we have from plain footage, UN, nobody. The people who are supposed to watch the chemical weapons stuff is not doing nothing. No, completely dead silence. So war crime right there in the Ukraine. We can plainly all see it. Nothing. They're not saying nothing. Train derailment, chemical weapons, polluting. They're not even giving people motel or hotel vouchers that are in this path of all this poisonous gas. Okay, let me just keep on going. Also, these Leopard tanks, these tanks that are coming over, they use depleted uranium. And the Russians already said that's a dirty bomb. You're not going to use that and trash up Ukrainian territory. Also, Germany is bringing back the draft. Imagine, Germany's bringing back the draft. Male and female. The same with the Chinese. Come the first, all the Chinese have to sign up to get this.
Right. Compulsory, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's taking positions up. A Turkey quake, 34,000 people so far, and there's so many anomalies, incredible light that happened right over it. You got to see the footage to believe it. I think if you go to God's plan, or I forgot his YouTube or whatever it is. Yeah, anyways, you can see it. Very strange anomalies right before it all happens. Seismic things that didn't have the right signature. So a lot of people think it's a directed energy weapon to teach Turkey because of various reasons. Also, as little as 100 billion could give the world clean water. Think about 100 billion we could tap into a primary water, a deep well for all the people worldwide. It's just a few dollars. So what we have spent in Ukraine, we could have freed the world. Everybody would have had clean water. Just a crying shame. Okay, and then finally, so there's a $2 billion lottery ticket, Deacon, that this guy Castro won.
Jesus.
He didn't show his face. All they got is his name, no age, nothing where he lives. He doesn't have any social media, nothing. But the one thing he did say he was proud of, guess what, Deacon? You there?
What? I have no idea. Go ahead.
He was proud that he was a public graduate student, public high school student, and graduated from California high schools. And he's gonna take care of the California high schools. Moral of the story is they figured out how to steal the $2 billion and wash the money through the California high school. Just openly stealing now lottery money, which they've been doing that for a long time. But
well, this whole thing's rotten all the way up and down the chain, man.
Yeah,
it's just everything's all jacked up sideways. Oh, it's just I don't even know how to untangle it anymore. I mean, you know.
Well, it comes down to what serpent seed line.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't look at it that way, and you don't look at that spiritual level and that seed line and all that, then you're confused, man. You got to go to that stuff to figure out what's going on. You have to.
Yeah, you can't even stop at the Jesuits. You can't stop at the Jews. It goes further than that. And then once you hit into that realm that you're talking about, these people have got fallen angel genetics. They got actually Nephilim blood in them, which makes them have a propensity for psychopathy and being sociopaths, just habitual liars. Everything they touch. And think about our lives. We're about the same age, Deacon. Have these people done it and made the world anything better? It just gets worse and worse.
No, it just all of a sudden you just hit a wall, man, no matter what we try to do or whatever like that. And, you know, it just bounces back and smacks us back in the face, man. And it's just been the past, about 10 years or so.
We got a little brief opening right after the contract of America in the 1990s. We got what they called the peace dividend because the Cold War stopped or whatever. And we got the Defense of Marriage Act, marriage between a man and woman. We got a little breather, some reforms in welfare, some tax relief or whatever. And then we got a little bit, and they just said, enough of that shit. Hit them with 9/11. And ever since 9/11, just one thing after another. Boom.
They're stealing money. They're just flat out stealing money.
Yeah,
that's all.
Think about it. Clinton left office. This is like year to almost 2000. Clinton left office, and I remember him bragging about, you know, he was really saying how great a president he was. He left office with a $500 billion surplus. That's what he claimed. Now, a lot of people say it was because of the peace dividend, because the Soviet Union fell or whatever. That's what actually did it. But think about it. From that point to here we are now, 23 years later, 31, $32 billion on the $33 billion in debt, just stealing, looting the money, war after war, just BP oil spill, just trashing up whatever they can do. Flood the country. Look at the ignorance. Kids can't even read. They're not even doing cursive now. Now they got us talking about, you know, mutilating little children and their genitals. It's just like, you know, now they're trying to bring us into a world war. Anyway, looks like we got Dude Guy back. Okay. I don't know if you heard any of that, Dude Guy, but if you saw it, if you heard any of it, just let me know anything you want to talk about.
Oh, we had the Michigan State shooting, that type of thing. I know that's over there in Michigan. You might want to go. Yeah, that was bad, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Whitmer needs something to run on, doesn't she? You know, after they reinstalled her, she's got to get up there and pontificate about saving us from ourselves. It's another highly suspicious incident. Another lone gunman that kills himself, of course, somehow manages to shoot up two different buildings on a very large campus where the guy is a man in his 40s that doesn't look all that swift of a person. He's kind of a loner. He's a self-proclaimed hermit whose mother recently died. He's 43 years old. He has no relationship to Michigan State University, except he lives in Lansing in his father's house. His father's an elderly man, obviously, I think around 70 years old. I guess he's not working is what I mean. So he's basically taking care of his father, or his father's taking care of him. I don't know, but doesn't seem to have a place of employment. And from what I've seen of the video that was taken on scene, the guy was dressed up in another hoodie type thing with a mask on, going through these different buildings. We only have a few fleeting glimpses of him, except no one can miraculously catch this guy, even though Michigan State University has tons of security. There were classes being held. This was 8 p.m., so it wasn't the middle of the night. And no one can catch this guy. No one can stop him. Three people were killed. I think five people were injured. As far as I know, that's still the total. And this guy has, like, I guess he has one incident of being caught with a weapon in 2019 without a permit. He wasn't doing anything with it. He just had it in his vehicle as he was going out late at night to get some cigarettes or something. It's another one of these highly suspect things. He's wearing very loose, heavy, like, clothing, a jean jacket, baggy pants, red kind of boots, a ball cap. He's got a mask over his face. I mean, like a handkerchief or something. I mean, you can only see his eyes and the top of his nose. So it's like, and they didn't catch up to this guy until he was like a couple miles off campus. How they know it was him, I don't know. I guess they could have had him dressed up in the same thing. Also, I heard in this report that for some reason, a policeman visited his home a week before all this happened, and they won't say why. But I'm sure that's not suspicious. Maybe to plant the gun? I don't know. I mean, it's like...
I mean, these stooges can't pull these shootings off. You'd have to be the Navy SEAL to pull these things off the way that they're describing them, you know?
Well, look, he shot one student right in the head and killed him. With one shot!
All right, we'll be right back with all this craziness with you, Guy and Hijacker. I'm okay.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
This is David Dungeon from Shiny Side Out. You're listening to Revolution Radio. And now we return you to Liberation Nation with Deacon John.
Welcome back. Don't forget, we're listener supported. Go to revolution.radio and make a donation. We appreciate that. So, I don't know. The wheels are coming off this stuff, man. It's just, everyone's panicking. No time to panic. Just keep your head about you and hey, we all knew this would happen someday, so there you go. I guess we're right to some degree. Huh? Go ahead, guys.
We'll jump one. You got something to do, guy? I can go. There's just like so much that's really happened.
It's really getting crazy out there, and we all know what's going on here, but we'll try to analyze it. Go ahead.
All right. I want to emphasize that this was not in Ann Arbor. This was in Lansing, Michigan, the capital where Whitmer lives, conveniently. Okay, that's where Michigan State University is. Lansing. So, yes, Lansing, the capital, which is like 80 miles north of here, where I live in Ann Arbor. I just found more info on this guy now, which is totally going along with what I was already saying. So we found out where he worked. He worked a schmo job at the Meyer warehouse. Okay. So, Jesus, I get one of these frickin' scam likely calls. Okay. So he worked a schmo job. And at the Meyer warehouse, which, hey, he had a job, to his credit. So, but here's the weird thing. Okay, this guy has no connection to the university ever, no motive to any of the people he shot.
What the hell's going on with this, man?
Here's the kicker, what they just found out. This is going to tell you all you need to know right here, what I'm about to say. Okay. McRae lived with his father, Michael McRae, in a small house on Owens Avenue. Michael is a church-going man, widowed within the past 2 years. So that's his father. Now, oddly, MSU shooter Anthony McRae had previously lived in where? Bear, Delaware. Okay? Ooh. He lived in Bear, Delaware, which he lived 2.2 miles away from one of the men accused and convicted of kidnapping our wonderful, pure as the driven snow, Gretchen Whitmer. His name was Barry Croft. Bear, Delaware is a small rural town that has 19,000 residents. What do you think are the chances of two people being involved in federal felony crimes against government officials and or on government institutions within 2 years of each other from the same small town in Delaware?
Unless they're stooges.
Okay, so here's a little bit more. On social media, this Anthony McRae from the small 19,000 population town, well, he was living there for at least a significant period of time, he became obsessed with what? Exorcisms. His social media profile was filled with images and imagery about them. And his Facebook account has since been deleted. But they saved all these images of him with all these exorcism. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. There's all this weird. Then Jesus came to him and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, all this weird stuff. His only record was he was convicted on a felony in 2019, having been found with a loaded gun in his vehicle. But he pled down to a misdemeanor and served probation because he wasn't doing anything with it. He didn't have a permit to carry concealed, and he was caught within his car when he was pulled over for, I don't know, driving irregularly or something. So, yeah. So, I mean, this is it's just so weird. And of course, this isn't what comes out on the mainstream media. It takes these other outlets to dig
this
up.
That's a non-sequitur. How does he end up on Michigan State's campus blasting college students? There's no connection there. Even if he's a weird ass, you know, and all this other stuff you said.
But why go into a classroom and then he goes into a classroom that isn't the first classroom? It's almost like the shooter at Uvalde. Okay. He goes into the middle of the building, picks a room and starts blowing people away. And then he goes, supposedly it's him. Okay. Supposedly. Then he goes, leaves that building and goes into another building that starts shooting people. No one stops him. There's no security that stops him on this very large, there's thousands of students here. This is one of the biggest universities in the country. Where the hell is the security? There's cameras. There's security people. There's people going. It's only 8:12 at night, 8:12 p.m. I've had evening classes. It's not like there's no one around. What is going on? I mean, it's so bizarre. I'm not saying the students should stop him, but I'm like, no one thinks this guy doesn't belong there, isn't acting weird. No one stops him entering a building. There's nothing like there's no passkey system. The cameras don't do anything. I mean, what are these cameras if there's no security? Not even one person.
Why do only high school students and now college students get shot up? It doesn't make no sense. If you look at the victims, I think we've got a little bit of a narrative going on here, probably.
Here's something else strange. A welfare check was called on Anthony McRae last week, but no details are being provided by authorities because of the ongoing investigation. This is a cop visited him last week. Someone asked for a welfare check on him, which means he hadn't been seen in a while by someone, you know, maybe it was his employer, okay? Someone else, they won't say who asked for this welfare check. Obviously, it wasn't his father because they went to his father's home to check on him, and his father lives there. He doesn't go anywhere else. And his father's still alive, so he's not dead. So they won't say anything about that. Now, to me, that's highly suspicious. To me, a week ago, this guy was selected. Hey, you're a lucky winner. You're our new stooge. we've been setting you up. We've lured you into some cult with the rest of these guys in Delaware, and we have you mind programmed, and then we've brought you here for when we eventually want to do a false flag so Whitmer can get up on her platform and start, you know, pontificating against the evil conservatives and their guns. Basically, that's all it tells me. I mean, here's something else. McCree was allegedly on foot for the entire killing spree, walking around campus and even stalking several buildings and dorm rooms. Multiple neighbors of his father's home said they knew the shooter's father well, but had never seen or met the son accused of killing the students. How could he be living there and they never see him? Plus, he has a job, supposedly, at Meyer. Where was this guy really living? Who was he staying with? It's as strange as the Uvalde thing. Remember where he wasn't living with his parents? He was living with, like, the grandparents, and then they wouldn't vouch for him. How he got the gun. Somebody drove him to get the gun. I mean, it's the hand of these intelligence agencies, you know, moving their patsy around the chessboard and then erasing themselves from the story. Again, reports originally erroneously reported, they're saying erroneously reported, that there were multiple shooters, just like Uvalde, and response efforts were frustrated by a significant number of false reports of shootings in other buildings. That's to confuse security, send them to the wrong places. People were calling into 911 with false reports, probably ahead of the initial reports, to get the initial response to go to the wrong place. This is a well-executed operation.
Yeah, did you see the number of police that responded?
Oh, quite a few, yeah.
Dozens. Oh, it was like 10,000 guys. I've never seen so
yeah,
many
eventually,
police.
Yeah. But originally, I mean, there was like 40 guys there within like 8 to 10 minutes, but they went to the wrong place because this guy – how could – this guy, they showed him – I saw a clip of him outside one of the buildings. He's just walking away like he doesn't have a concern in the world. He's not running. Someone captured a little, like 8 seconds of cell phone cam of him. He's just walking along, like what? What in the hell?
Yeah, and then where's all the footage from the school? And then, of course, there's a racial component in that he's black. He shot 8 people. 7 were white. 1 was a black female, and she probably got hit. Only because it was, you know, a misfire or whatever. But it looks like they were trying to stoke something up with the race where a black guy goes and kills 8 white people. And so there's a component there. You know, you would think it'd be the other way around. They'd get a white patsy to go in and kill a bunch of black students. But they flipped the script.
They had to take
you want your guns really bad. They want your guns really bad.
Oh, they already started, you know. It's like
yeah, already said the initial reports was that he had an AR-15, and then it came out that no, we got pictures of him pulling out a handgun.
Handgun, yeah. This guy couldn't hand. This guy has never probably been to a gun range ever. This guy, I highly doubt he fired any of the shots. Highly doubtful. This guy does not – I saw him walking along. He's probably kind of partially autistic or something. He doesn't impress me, but, you know.
Well, they could do it as easy with a cell phone. You know, listen, Tyrell, I'll meet you at the, you know, at the university at 7:45. I'll be up on the – because it's a huge campus. It looks like a skyscraper building.
Oh, it is. It's huge. I mean, there's no way – it's very hard to – how are you going to sneak around? Going to these other buildings, there's lighted, there's cameras, there's people walking around. This is like – I mean, there's areas that are wooded and stuff, but, I mean, you have to know what you're doing. I mean, I've been there. I find it highly unlikely that this guy – plus there's distances between these buildings. He'd be sprinting around, I mean, and then – he just walks away and gets caught a couple miles away. Like, he makes all this effort to evade people while he's doing this. He makes no effort to evade them after he leaves. He just,
yeah. And could, like I said, they could have done it with a cell phone, you know, meet me on the 8th floor at 7:45. Ah, oh, you're in the wrong building, Tyrell. You need to walk down to this building, and didn't do a shooting right after he goes down.
I'll tell you what I think. I think they had like the cops or somebody, some setup person come and say, hey, we want you to come for a job interview.
Meet us over here on the campus. Yeah.
Yeah, then you're on the other side. You need to come over to this building. This is where I'm at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong address. We had to move it because there's a class. Here, come over here, you know. Like, this is a guy that would just – he would just want a better job very easily. Like, hey, you want to make $20 an hour? Hey, you want to work night security for the university? Yeah, meet us over here, you know. Probably some cop that became buddies with him and said, well, I used to work security at the university. I'll give you a job. This is what these people do. I know how they think. They're scum. And they took advantage. This guy probably was, you know, a little light in the head and stuff, but I bet he wasn't really, you know, they screwed him up with all the Satanism in Delaware. This is what they did. So he's all pliable and suggestible, and he's trying to do exorcisms on himself because he keeps being drawn back into Satanism. God, it's just so obvious at this point that this is what these people do with these people. How can all the people from the Whitmer kidnapping, then this guy was in the same town, 2 miles away from them, that group? It's just insane. Anyway, that's where we are on that. I mean, it's just, you can see where it's going.
The mention chief gave a speech last week about I want to ban assault, right, weapons, and that is fake State of the Union or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little bit too much of a coincidence for me.
Oh, yeah, we had to get right. Well, you know, the big title mantra of his speech was finish the job, which means finish off the American people, finish off the Constitution, starting with the First and Second Amendments. It almost, he sounds like a gangster to me. Let's finish the job, boys. You know, St. Valentine's Day massacre. So that's where we're at with the gangster government, basically. A few other things I want to mention here real quick. Besides that, because, I mean, I can barely take it anymore. But, you know, while we have all these balloons coming over the northern border, that today they finally admitted that they were probably private craft and not tied to spying. It's like the whole thing was to try to make the initial criticism unbelievable to cut off people like who were starting to pay attention to it and override it with these new incidents that they overreacted to the opposite way. Instead of ignoring it, we crush them. And then we can get criticized for overreacting, and they want you to forget about the first, and they can talk about these second three incidents and that they were smaller balloons, that they weren't tied to spying, and they can start talking about them and not talk about the first one that was obviously a Chinese balloon. Notice the Chinese haven't said that these, like, have been protesting about these as much. And they haven't been they're saying specifically in this press conference today, they're saying, we haven't seen any indication or anything that points specifically to the idea that these three objects were part of the People's Republic of China spy balloon program or that they were definitively involved in external intelligence collection efforts, John Kirby said. They're saying the China balloon threat was a new red scare over American skies. The narrative now apparently is being walked back. The Pentagon says it may never know with certainty what was going on. See, first it was aliens, or it was Chinese, it was aliens. Now they're weather balloons again. Let's just mix it all together in an information salad and, call it good.
Yeah, just like, you know, Pence had classified documents. Everybody's got classified documents.
That's right. That's right. So now in relation to that, I want to hit you with this number. Okay, at the northern border, we got Chinese spy balloons, which we do. They are spy balloons, and there's more of them. They put these little baby balloons up there for, you know, to do this operation. There's Chinese spy balloons watching our military, watching our ICBMs, getting information, taking LIDAR readings, all types of stuff, signal intelligence. What's at our southern border? People pouring through. What's the new data at our southern border? Border Patrol encounters with Chinese nationals at southern border up 719%. U.S. Customs and Border. This is from the Epoch Times by Samantha Flom from today, saying U.S. Customs and Border Protection has encountered 2,999 Chinese nationals at the southern border so far in 2023. Okay. So in just.
What was the number, Dugai?
2,999 Chinese nationals so far in 2023.
So you get both the 11 out of it and you get the 666 upside down, huh?
but
you're right about that, Dugai. They don't need a big rig like that for it. There was a guy in Washington State, and he did it before the authorities could catch him. But he went out and he got something like 240 or something helium balloons, and he tied it to a lawn chair. Weighted the lawn chair down. He had a TV gun, and he went ahead, got it, and then he's got his friends to pull off, 300-pound rock or whatever it was that was weighting him down, and then he went up. He actually went up, went all the way across the Cascade Mountains, and then when he got on the other side, he took the BB gun and he shot out, so many balloons that he eventually went down. Well, guess what happened to him 6 months later? And he got arrested and everything else. You're not allowed to do that. Don't put that stuff in people's heads, that they can use helium, leapfrog mountain ranges, with a little bit of helium. But 6 months later, he committed suicide. But anyways, yeah, they can put up small helium balloons, Dugai. They know the wind pattern. They can put it right up a couple of miles away from the military base. Floats over, collects the data, and they probably can GPS. They probably can get the camera back,
Oh yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. They could use miniatures. They don't have to use 200-foot tall balloons.
Well, the big ones are for the weapons platforms, But they can hold everything, but they're trying to normalize all this crap. They really are. And then make fun of people who criticize it. So if we criticize it, oh, it's aliens. You're getting upset about nothing. See, we shot them down for you. It was just a little metallic toy. Don't overreact. It's just mind games. If they are able to station these balloons over our military bases, they could selectively EMP them. They could send – these things are obviously strong enough and able to stay stationary enough to harvest signal intelligence, to jam our communications networks. I mean, all types of stuff.
Well, come on. If you fart sideways in your house, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know exactly all this. I mean, this is some kind of game they're playing. That's all,
Well, the long game is what Rhode Island is doing. Now that we've got all these immigrants coming into the country, including more Chinese, Rhode Island is introducing a bill making it possible for illegal immigrants to vote. So, yeah, welcome in and please vote us out of power, illegals. A new bill is making its way through the system in Rhode Island to make it possible for non-citizens to vote in municipal elections. Another New England state, Vermont, is currently trying to do the same thing as well. When you look at these proposals, the situation at the southern border starts to make more sense. Democrats seem to be trying to outnumber the people who would vote against them. And this is from the Federalist. It's a new bill, H-5461, cities and towns will be permitted to allow all residents of the municipality to vote in municipal elections for municipal office holders, regardless of the immigration status of the residents. So, don't require proof of residency. So, there we go. They said, oh, no, we would never let them vote in elections. And at first it's municipal, then it's federal, municipal, state, federal.
Yeah, well, it's not even that, dude, guy. It's when they do this EMP and when they finally do cut the power. You're going to have all these third world people in here all these different tribes, Honduran, Yemenis.
To buy more rifles and more.
Right. We're all going to start killing one another.
I've always said that, but I'm saying even in the long game, even if it's somehow miraculously held together, they just want to vote us. They just want to vote us out. So it's just layered.
They just cut the SNAP program. That's 32 states, over 30 million people.
No, yeah. Yeah.
This is
like what this really is. I mean, this is kind of a backup plan. But what this really is to make the brainwashed technocrats that are going along with this think that the country is going to hold together long enough for them to bring their real liberal friends, their communist friends into the system and shun us conservatives. The system will burn down long before that happens. And even if you did, let them vote and bring them in the country, almost zero of them have any skills that would of any value in this modern economy. You're going to be a third world economy with third world crime and drug epidemics and crime lords and communism, bringing these type of people in here that have absolutely no skills to support this advanced economy. So they think in their socialist, communist, addled heads that this is their long-term plan. So this is their illusion as they go over the waterfall of, the communist maelstrom. But,
Well, what else I could say is you see all these perverted bastards, these crooks that did all this. Let me tell you something. If it hits the fan and you got all your good old boys, they're going to take care of business, let me tell you. So
yeah, well, they want as many of these people in the people who are awake's way, as many of these victims that they're bringing the country between the bankers and the people as possible. So that's just what it's all about. They're like tank traps,
And they haven't pulled the trigger yet and put the curtain down because they haven't gotten the guns yet.
Right.
And I don't think they're going to be able to. So we'll see what happens. That's all I can say.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll see. But that's what they're heading for.
All right, craziness. Thanks to you, Guy. And thanks, Hijacker. We'll see what kind of craziness we got tomorrow. Thanks a lot. Say goodbye.
All right. Good night, everybody. Take care.
See ya.
Yeah, take care.
Paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's iPhone thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hi, this is Robert Stanley. I'm the host of the Unicus Report. where we explore enigmatic events taking place both on and off this world. Please join me Mondays from noon till 2 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio, Freedom's Lips.